Have you heard of YPN? Do you know what those letters stand for? Well, in this case, it stands for Young Professionals Network. Joanna Rao, our current chair of YPN, is in studio today and will tell us all about it on this episode of The Royal Bombcast. Welcome to The Royal Bombcast, the show about everything real estate with a personal touch. From the production studios of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association in Fort Myers, Florida, here's your host, Jerry Johnson. Welcome to the Royal Palmcast. I'm Jerry Johnson, and we're here to talk about real estate, to provide information of value and insight into a multitude of realtor member and homeowner related topics. We also get to know a little more about our guests. Today's our first episode that we're actually recording without our original host, Mr. Jim Sandville, who was instrumental in helping me develop, build, and maintain this show. After nearly 3 years at the association, Jim has taken his career in a different direction and he will be missed. Personally, I'd like to wish Jim the very best of success and happiness. Thank you, my friend. Now let's transition into today's show. As you may or may not know, the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association has a variety of committees that work with staff regularly to accomplish tasks. These committees are made up of volunteers that generously give their time to these efforts. And one of those committees is what we're going to focus on today, and that's YPN, or the Young Professionals Network. And we're quite fortunate today to have Joanna Rao in studio with us.
Hey, hey.
Hey, Joanna. To give us some insight, and Joanna has lived in Southwest Florida since she was 5 years old.
I know, very long time ago.
Way back in 1999, if my deep dive in this research is correct. She got into the real estate industry at a mere 21 years old. Is that right?
Yes, I did.
Wow. And you haven't looked back, right?
No, never.
Yeah, onward and upward. Well, she's currently the chair of our Young Professionals Network, aka YPN. And we're lucky to have her here to give us some insight on this group of volunteers. So, Joanna, welcome to the Royal Palmcast.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
And, by the way, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Absolutely.
It is St. Patrick's Day when we're doing this recording. So although this is your first time on this show, mm-hmm. you and I have collaborated previously on other association productions.
Absolutely. We have a little history.
A little bit. So we worked together before in creating the very first show for the association, a little video news show called
The Realtor's Corner.
Realtor's Corner is right.
I think they recognize the face, but not the voice, right?
Yeah. As you know, we produced that for a couple of years, and now you're back.
Woohoo!
You're back here at our newest show, The Royal Palmcast, our podcast, which is basically the second of two podcasts that we produced here in-house at the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association.
You guys do a lot.
Yeah. And we're glad to have you back.
Oh, I'm glad to be here.
So how's your year going so far?
It's good. It's good. I think just like everybody else, it's crazy busy, but we're busy and blessed, right? We can't complain.
Yeah.
So it's a crazy market out there and we're all just trying to hang on.
Yeah. Better busy than the alternative, I suppose.
Exactly.
Yeah. So the way we typically start is we want to get to know a little bit about you.
Oh, goodness.
And, you know, I understand you've lived in Southwest Florida since 1999, like I said, at mm-hmm. the Open. You started in the industry about 21 years old. Is mm-hmm. that right? So tell me about that.
So I started in the industry working for a company called The Real Estate Book. Back in the day, they were the little digest books that we all picked up at Publix. And when they started to integrate their technology and text codes and things into the book, they decided they needed a younger person. So I was hired on. And thankfully, my family had worked for The Real Estate Book for 13 years prior. So that's kind of how I got my foot into the industry. My mom worked for The Real Estate Book. And so I joined them, and I helped out agents with a lot of their marketing and technology, and that's where I got my start, which it wasn't really expected for me, but I kind of fell into it backwards and mm-hmm. fell in love with it at the same time.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So a couple of years after joining them, I decided I wanted to do it for myself, and I got licensed. My mom was licensed a year before me, and we started a team. And that's really how I got started into becoming a real estate agent.
Oh, cool. So are you currently a real estate agent?
I am. I am a licensed real estate agent. Okay. However, the part of real estate I've learned throughout the years that I like more is helping the agents out. So I am an office sales manager now.
Oh, okay. Awesome. So where did you actually grow up? Where do you hail from?
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
So, wow, New Englander.
Oh, okay.
Go Pats.
Northerner. Jim would have loved that.
Absolutely. I think we talked about sports a lot when he was here.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a Florida boy, so
yeah.
Born and raised. So,
well, you guys get our Tom Brady, so that's fine.
That's true. That's true. And he's coming back.
He is. Yeah. I know it's a hot topic.
Yeah, I had a feeling that would happen anyway, but
he needed to afford a new home and some gas prices.
Yeah. So currently you're with Jones and Company.
Yes, Realty, I am. Right? I've been with Jones and Company Realty from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. And tell me about, you had some involvement also with the Women's Council of Realtors.
Yeah. So throughout my career, really, when I first started in the industry, I was an affiliate. I was not a realtor. And it's important to build relationships and get involved. But what I learned really quickly through being an affiliate and then becoming a realtor was what involvement was going to bring my business. When I first joined, again, I was 21 and I wanted to be a fly on the wall. I could not hold conversation to save my life. And to think, yeah, I want to go back and like visit myself at 21 and be like, yeah, hey, one day you're going to have like the Realtors Corner show. Mm-hmm. And where I got that start of involvement was at Women's Council of Realtors.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the people who were part of the real estate book said, hey, they dragged me out and they said, you've got to get involved. Let's start with Women's Council of Realtors. And that did eventually grow into being involved in this realtor association as well. Mm-hmm. But being involved at Women's Council of Realtors, I joined committees. I joined just different groups and different hangouts. And once I became licensed, I really went right up the line and eventually became Women's Council of Realtors president for the Fort Myers Network. And that was the last year that we were the Fort Myers Network. That year, we facilitated a merger and became the Cape Coral Fort Myers Network.
Oh.
So I think through those years, what I learned is getting involved really is what's going to create your professionalism, help you get more connected and feel like you're a part of this community. And that's how you're going to stay a real estate agent.
Mm-hmm. And I understand you're also involved in the Leadership Academy program here at the association. Tell me about that.
Oh, how fun. So our Realtor Association has a wonderful Leadership Academy each year. So you can apply for it and they select out the people who are going to be a part of the Leadership Academy. And you go through training throughout the year in how to become a better leader so that you can have, you know, be involved in our Realtor Association and, you know, even bring that back to your company, your business, and every aspect of your life. Mm-hmm. So throughout that, we had different classes. We got to talk to the news about how to do PR, you know, if we ever came into that kind of situation where we needed it, all kinds of different things that you don't think of. When you think about being a leader, you think about having to just get up in front of a bunch of people in a room and having to talk. Mm-hmm. And that's where most people stop. You know, that's anxiety ridden enough.
Right.
However, there's so many other aspects to it that you don't think of that you go through training in the Leadership Academy and being involved with the association, helping out on committees and becoming a committee chair and different things that you're going to learn that you need to become a leader.
Right. And that has led you to your current leadership role in the YPN.
Yes.
Right? So tell us about the YPN. What's that all about?
So YPN is the Young Professionals Network, and that is a great place for people to start. So if you're trying to find your place in the world and in this industry, YPN is number one, always the place to start. It's going to help you grow as a professional, as a business person. It's going to build connections for you and, you know, just help you find your place. There are so many different things that you can get involved in at this association, whether it's our association, the Florida Association, the National Association, but you have to figure out where you fit in. There has to be a starting point for where you can feel comfortable. And Young Professionals Network is the place for it.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good source of networking as well.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. And if you're not a person who wants to get highly involved and you think, I don't have time for it, I don't have time for leadership roles, still come out to Young Professionals Networking events and get to know people, because it's nice when you come to the table at a closing or, you know, just putting in an offer and there's a familiar face on the other side of the table. That's the whole point of these networking mixers. Mm-hmm. It's not for us to just go out and sit around and talk about how great we are as real estate agents. Nobody does that. It's to make those connections so that when you do your deals, you have familiar faces on the other end of that transaction. But also, when you're new in the business, it's hard to figure out. You feel very lost and you don't know what you're doing, and you can learn from others. And the more people you know, the more you can bounce ideas off of people, mm-hmm. and you become a cultured real estate agent.
Yeah.
You know, depending on what aspect you're going to work in the business, you can find people that work that same aspect, but you make connections for people who are going to maybe work in different niches, mm-hmm. and you can hand off customers to them or bounce things off of them when you're, you know, starting to work into a new aspect.
Yeah, that's awesome. What's probably the most frequent question you get about YPN?
Oh gosh, hands down. Anytime I invite somebody out to a YPN event or talk to them about YPN, they say, well, it's the Young Professionals Network. Is there an age limit? And I know we've probably already given my age away, but I like to joke that I'm going to get kicked out of YPN next month because I turned 30.
Oh, look at that. But, happy birthday.
No, thanks. However, there is no age limit to the Young Professionals Network. We all know as realtors that age is one of those things we can't discriminate by, but even if it wasn't a rule, I don't think we would, because the Young Professionals Network, when we say young, we mean young in age, young in the business, and young at heart. We really like to take everybody and anybody, you know, that if you're looking for a place to start and you're looking for where your place is in this industry, mm-hmm. we'll take you.
That's a very positive way to deal with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. So is YPN just local or is it national? How does that work?
So YPN is huge. We have our local network here that is plugged in with the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association. That's the one that I chair. But we also have YPN that is on a state level. So you can join the YPN State Committee. They do lots of things that plug into all of our different conventions, and they do different networking and classes and things like that for everybody in Florida. But then it goes all the way up to the national line. Mm. So you've got an NAR YPN Advisory Committee as well, and that goes all across the nation. So what's great about being plugged in YPN just here, mm-hmm. is feeling like you're a part of something bigger and mm-hmm. having people to reference to all across the nation. You know, you go to any kind of networking event or large convention, you can find YPN there. They're always having get-together, so you can meet people from all across the nation or all across the state, so you have professionals that you can go to no matter where you're at.
Yeah, that's the whole big thing about the way the whole real estate world is structured, mm-hmm. is that you got, you know, the parent company there that kind of is there for everybody else, mm-hmm. and kind of you can dig into that network. So that's awesome.
Yeah, our business is really all about relationships, right? And we've got to mm-hmm. make relationships
sure.
everywhere, mm-hmm. not just here. And YPN can help you with that.
Right. Well, I don't know. Do you hear that sound?
I do. Is that music?
It might be. Oh, yes. We're coming up to a break, Joanna. Mm-hmm. You believe that? A break already. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break and we'll see you in a minute.
Hi, I'm Carolyn Johnson with Goodwill Industries of Southwest Florida, and you're listening to the Royal Palm Cast.
Hi, I'm Bill Risser, and you're listening to the Royal Palm Cast.
Hi, I'm Caroline Boland, and you're listening to the Royal Palm Cast.
Do you own a second home or a vacation property? Do you rent it out to vacationers? Local governments across Florida are over-regulating your ability to rent out your property. RPAC fights these regulations and defends the rights of homeowners across Lee County and Florida. Invest as little as $20 in RPAC today to help us fight unwanted government regulations. For more information or to invest, contact Kevin Besser, the Director of Public Policy, at kevin@rpcra.org.
Education? You need it? We've got it. I'm Angela Foster, Director of Education at Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association. If you're a realtor in Southwest Florida, the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association has the classes, courses, workshops, and webinars you need to stay at the top of your game and keep your license current. Looking to bill your continuing education hours? We offer core law and code of ethics classes to fulfill your CE requirement, along with many other courses to fulfill your requirements for specialty credits. Want to learn the ins and outs of the specific market you serve? Our A-Series provides an in-depth look at Cape Coral and Fort Myers with all the right experts to fill you in. Our Contract Series is a 5-session course on listing agreements, FAR bar contracts, timelines, and more. It doesn't end there. Classes like how to stay out of real estate jail, negotiating skills, listing tips, conflict resolution, and many more keep realtors in Lee County up to speed with the latest information. Many of our classes are free to members and some are open to non-members. If you're a real estate professional who's interested in working in the Southwest Florida market, we've got you covered. For more information, visit our website at rpcra.org or email education@rpcra.org.
We hope you're enjoying the Royal Palmcast, a production of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association, your association for realtor resources, services, and education in Southwest Florida. We're committed to the success of all our members and advocate for property rights, both commercial and residential. We continue our efforts educating and influencing policymakers at all levels about issues important to realtors and homeowners. RPCRA also leads the way with community involvement, market analysis, and member engagement, all of which contribute to a superior realtor experience. With two convenient locations in Fort Myers and Cape Coral, the staff of RPCRA is here for you. You'll find us online at rpcra.org and across social media, including Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, SoundCloud, and all major podcast apps. Be sure to subscribe, like, share, and follow us to stay current on all our upcoming classes and events. Now, back to Jerry Johnson and the Royal Palmcast. And we're back to the Royal Palmcast with our wonderful guest, Joanna Rowell.
Hey, hey.
Thanks for sticking around and not trying to skip out.
No, I tried.
And then we locked the doors. So back to our discussion on YPN, the Young Professionals Network. What is the origin of YPN, and or at least what's the origin of our local YPN?
So our local YPN was actually started under Marion Briggs when she was president, but it was created by Josh Burdine and Jason Jacobs.
I know those guys.
Yeah. And, you know, what's really funny is they still come out to our events, and I joke around. I like to call them the godfathers of YPN. So whenever anybody says, hey, is there an age limit? Can I come out to Taco Tuesday? And I say, no, it's fine. We've got the godfathers here.
That's good. And they allow that, I guess. Yeah,
they put up with me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I know those guys. They're pretty cool. I understand YPN is also big on community involvement, which is also a huge part of our mission here at the association. Mm-hmm. So how is YPN involved in community, and what kind of events do you guys do that represents community involvement?
Yeah, absolutely. So I know years back when I first got involved in YPN, there was always this stigma that stuck around of like, oh yeah, the drinking club. Because we had we had our wine down Wednesdays, which is why we switched it to Taco Tuesdays. Ooh, okay.
There you go.
Yes, but what we do also is we do get involved in the community, mm-hmm. and those events are actually more popular than our networking events.
Okay.
So in the years past, we've had big fundraisers. A lot of people know we used to have a fishing tournament.
Right.
That used to be the largest event that we had. And every year, you know, we had a different charity that we would donate to and raise thousands of dollars for the charities. Mm-hmm. These past couple of years, what we've gotten involved in are the Realtor Association's own
events.
Yeah. Well, they not just their events, but they've got their own charities. So we've got now what's called the Realtors Care. So we have done Kegs and Cornhole and raised money for mm-hmm. that. That's been our big event the past 2 years is Kegs and Cornhole. But we also get involved in the beach cleanups, which comes from Florida Realtors. Florida Realtors mm-hmm. does a whole week where they have everybody go out and do beach cleanups. And so we'll be involved in that one this mm-hmm. year. You know, look out for that because the date's coming soon.
Yeah.
But we do lots of, you know, we help out with Habitat for Humanity, and mm-hmm. we just like to get out and get involved in the community.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So when you mentioned Taco Tuesday, so which Tuesday is that? It's monthly? It's every Tuesday?
So in years past, we were doing every month, but this year we have moved to bi-monthly.
Okay.
And that is the third Tuesday of every other month. I However, gotcha. This year we've thrown in a specialty Taco Tuesday.
Okay.
And that one's coming up next month. That's April 19th. Yeah. And what's cool about that is we are going to go out and do a location closer to FGCU.
Mm-hmm.
Right before they leave for the summer, we're going to invite all of the students who are getting their real estate minor. They have a great program over there. And we're also going to invite people who are currently in classes getting their 62 hours done.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting people involved before they're even a part of the Realtor Association. It's really important for people to understand the Realtor Association, what they do for the members, what they do for you as a realtor, and what that looks like for their future.
Sure. So, you know, what would be the message you'd want to impart with people too that have never heard about YPN, or what's the biggest message you'd like to get across about the YPN?
Biggest message I'd like to get across for YPN. That's a big one. So if you're looking for a place to belong, YPN is the place for it, whether it's growing your business or looking to become involved or wanting to be more professional. Just give YPN a chance.
Mm-hmm. Well, that brings us to a particular section of the show, which you may be familiar with, Joanna. It was our old buddy Jim's favorite part of the show, so we're going to continue that. It's called the Lightning Round. And in the Lightning Round, I'll ask you about some of your favorite things and perhaps some of your personal and professional opinions.
Oh,
maybe,
goodness.
Maybe not. You'll have to see. this is where we really get to know you, though. And now, since it's just me, I will hand myself the official 3x5 game show host index cards.
This is great to watch.
Which is where the it's behind the scenes, where the questions are written on, you know. So, but before that, what you need to know, and if you've listened to the show before, Jim would always say that, you know, he hit the questions. So in his last thing he did was he hit this last group of questions and he moved the location of this box. So apparently he hit it somewhere near Bimini Bay in Cape Coral.
Oh,
so
boy.
Early this morning, at crack of dawn, 4 a.m. as usual, I got up, drove out there, looked, and son of a gun, I found the box. So I have the box with me, so I'm going to open it now for you.
Okay, oh, my
so we're
goodness.
We're going to get this. You see the box, right?
Yeah,
it's
I see it.
There, so I'm just going to see if I can't. There it is. Okay, so now I'm going to open it and get the index cards out. So I'm going to grab them. Oh, I think I got it. Okay, there we go. All right, so as you can clearly see, I have 3x5 cards in my hand. Do I not?
I do. Okay, I do. So I see it. This is real.
It's a fact, Jack. That's right. So now, here we go. Are you ready?
Oh, I hope so. This is going to get weird.
Okay. So what we're looking for are sound bite answers. Do you know what that is?
No.
Sound bite. So it means quick and short.
Gotcha.
Ah, there we go.
I can do that.
So here we go. So where would
my thinking face.
Where would you live if not in Florida?
Oh, goodness. Hawaii.
Oh, that's a good and very quick answer. So well done. You're off to a good start. What is your guilty pleasure?
Guilty pleasure would be scuba diving in my free time, which I have little of.
Okay. that's something I don't feel guilty about. I love diving, but that's
good.
Great. Yeah. So do you have any childhood hobbies that you still do?
Childhood hobbies? Oh my gosh! I guess swimming.
Swimming.
I scuba dive, right?
I thought you were going to say something like Barbie dolls or something.
Oh my gosh.
No, that's okay. So now let's go on to tell me some of your favorites of these. What's your favorite sport as a participant?
As a participant, I am not physically active, so can I say scuba diving again? Like, can I use that for all my answers?
maybe we'll see. Let's see. So the next one is, what's your favorite sport as a viewer?
Oh, as a viewer, football, hands down.
Oh, there you go. And what is your favorite food?
My favorite food, I would say popcorn.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's like a different, but popcorn.
Microwave, or do you have one of those fancier?
No, I have like one of those popcorn makers.
Oh, you actually got the one with the oil?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. Like movie theater. That's great. What's your favorite local restaurant?
Local restaurant. That's a good one. Senior Tequilas, honestly.
Oh, okay. Very good. And have you ever been told you look like a celebrity? And if so, who would that be?
A celebrity. I once was told I looked like Anne Hathaway when I went to a wax museum. So does that count?
Well, of course it counts. Yeah. I know a celebrity you look like. You look like the co-host from Realtor's Corner.
Get out.
Yeah, she looked very much like you.
That's crazy.
It's uncanny.
Wow.
So I hold in my hand, as you can see. See, that's literally right there in my hand. The very last lightning round question.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
You get one bucket list item. Mm-hmm. What is it?
My bucket list item. That's a great one. So I did say that every one of my answers was going to be scuba diving, right? I want to go scuba diving with the whale sharks in the Georgia Aquarium.
Oh, in the aquarium?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
you can do that.
Yeah. Wow. That's a big one. Okay. Well, good luck with that. I want to see photos of that. That'd be fun. Well, that's going to end it for our show. And again, we appreciate you coming in. And it's great to see you as always.
Thanks. You're a blast. This was so much fun.
Thank you. How can people get in touch with you if they have any questions about YPN?
Oh, absolutely. I'm always available to talk about YPN. So they can email me, Joanna, Joanna, SWFL@gmail.com, or you can call or text me at 239-462-3854.
Excellent. Well, thanks again. And if you, our listeners, would like to connect with us, share your ideas for topics or guests, you can do so by sending us an email to shows@rpcra.org. Thanks to our CEO, Beata Jones, and the entire staff of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association here in Fort Myers, Florida, for all your help and continued support. We'll talk to you again next time. Thanks for listening to the Royal Palmcast. Be sure to listen again every week on your favorite podcast app and visit the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association website at rpcra.org and our social media pages, including Facebook and our YouTube channel. Check out all of our RPCRA platforms and make sure to subscribe and share. For information about this show or other RPCRA productions, we'd love to hear from you. Email us at shows@rpcra.org. This has been a production of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association.